2 years ago, Bloomington filmmaker Eric Ayotte created the monthly Instant Gratification Film Challenge as a way to encourage people to make short films. The films range from silly to touching, and many are made by first-time filmmakers. As Mia Partlow reports, Ayotte hopes that these film challenges will lead to a more permanent do-it-yourself film community.
Eric Ayotte has a lot going on.
I'm a freelance filmmaker and musician, and I produce a film festival that's now in its 10th year and a local film challenge.
Although he stays busy, Eric always makes time to coordinate the Instant Gratification Film Challenge. Every month, he chooses a theme, sends it out on Facebook, and encourages people to make a movie, any kind of movie. The only requirements are that it has to be less than 5 minutes long, and you only have a month to do it. And at the end of the month, he has a public screening. Eric says the one-month deadline is actually kind of a creative pressure cooker.
The problem with instant gratification is that the more time you give people, the less productive they tend to get. So I think if you're expecting them to make something like really unique and quick, you got to give folks less time.
Eric even produces films of his own for the challenge, which means he's made a short film every month for the past 2 years. Sometimes there are funny takes on alternative culture, like this mockumentary he made with friend Paul Baribeau about going on a juice fast.
Good morning. I made a quick list of do's and don'ts. I do want a cup of coffee. I do want a breakfast. I want to feel better inside my body.
Other times, Eric's busy life catches up to him and he just has to make it work.
Hey everybody, it's Sunday. Yet another month goes by where we wait till last minute.
Absolute last minute. We are now less than 4.5 hours from the screening.
And our go-to plan, if it got to this point, was my first time not making a movie. Which is real bad.
That film, called Apology, includes a single sight gag and then it's over. But rather than a failure, the film is completely in line with Eric's philosophy. Don't wait for a great idea. Just make something. What he wants more than to see a great film is for people to start making films, period. And to stop taking it so seriously.
Instead of looking at it as, you know, you got to spend months writing, preparing, finding the funding. Instead of looking at it like that, more looking at it as the challenge that it is, like just an exciting reason to shoot some stuff with your friends or by yourself and then just have it cut and edited within the month and screened and shown to people immediately.
It's important to note that the instant gratification challenges are not competitions. Eric hopes that these challenges and their no pressure vibe will help create a community around do-it-yourself or DIY film. In many ways, the DIY film scene is still in its infancy. While DIY music and zine culture have taken off, there is still some skepticism around the idea that just anyone can make a creatively successful film.
It's easier to communicate to people who have never made a movie that they could do that because they're not already convinced that, oh no, making a movie takes months and time and years and stuff. And so there's that aspect. And then there's the extremely unique creativity that comes out of someone who's never made a movie before.
The key for Eric is that rather than mimicking the Hollywood aesthetic without the ability to replicate Hollywood production values, these filmmakers are creating their own DIY aesthetic.
The films that I see within the movie challenge and within the kind of like DIY scene have been, you know, written in the beginning knowing their strengths and weaknesses. So in the end, it's this like really cool short film that communicates a lot and is really impressive on its own.
A lot of the films are made with a wink and a nod towards more serious film culture. Like this film, Maya, done in the style of a BBC documentary exploring the origin of skateboards.
Hello, and welcome to A History of Skateboarding with your host, Bruce Wilson. Today's program brings us to Central America in the search for one of the oldest skate rails in the world.
Many of the films are hilariously funny and pretty silly, but some of them are quite touching. Ginger Alford's documentary about searching through her old floppy disks, looking at what used to be so important that she had to save it, touches on ideas of memory, changing technology, and how nice it can be just to forget sometimes.
These things seem so monumental at the time, but then 10 years later it's just embarrassing and you make an art project about it. But if this was 10 years in the future, all of this would still be on the internet. On Facebook, Twitter, LiveJournal. Thrown back in my face over and over. Thank God on floppy disks, past is really past.
Alfred's documentary sticks out in Eric's mind as an example of the power of DIY filmmaking. These filmmakers produce their films with cell phone cameras, webcams, and consumer digital cameras, all on their own or with friends. So if you want to make your own film, what are you waiting for? For WFIU Arts, I'm Mia Partlow.
To see these films, visit our website at wfiu.org/arts. And to get updates on the monthly instant gratification challenges, go to facebook.com and search for Instant Gratification Movie Challenge.